Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Ginger Haberle and Tracy Jackson with Historic Tyler. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you with us.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. We mentioned names a minute ago with Historic Tyler, Ginger Haberle, the executive director, and Tracy Jackson, one of the two co-chairs, along with Georgianne Reed of Historic Tyler on Tour, which is really your biggest event of the year, and it's coming up during the Azalea and Spring Flower Trail in Tyler, which is just a few weeks away. It'll be here before we know it. Ginger, let's kind of get started. We've had you on the air before, but I think it's been a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Let's get everybody up to speed again on just what Historic Tyler is, what it does, and why it's so important to the community.
Okay. Well, Historic Tyler is a nonprofit organization. We've been around for 42 years. Our mission is to promote the preservation of Tyler's historic structures and sites through education, involvement, public and private investment. So really back in the 70s, everybody got really nostalgia about the bicentennial, and people started thinking about, you know, we really are needing to protect all of our historic sites and homes and structures and so forth. And so that became a bill that went to Lyndon B. Johnson. And I think it went in 1966. And so we're under the preservation of the National Park Service as well. So as that happened, people all around the country decided that they, you know, really do need wanted to protect their beautiful historic places, and Tyler is one too. So we had a group of people in Tyler that got together and got the group together, and we started getting members and more people just interested, and some people that come to be in our group. You don't have to do anything if you want to, but if you really do, we have a lot of people that are very active and helpful for us.
Okay, getting back to the history of it a little bit, President Johnson in 1966, I understand, signed the National Historic Preservation Act, which basically, in a nutshell, was aimed at promoting historic preservation. And another 10 years later, we had the bicentennial, and interest really began to get sparked. And 42 years, that's 1977, the year after the bicentennial, is when Historic Tyler went into business. And you do this in a number of ways: education, involvement, and public and private investment. And, of course, you have a lot of community partners, which we'll talk about along the way. Tracy, a little bit about you. Now, you are the chair of Historic Tyler on Tour, which is your big fundraiser coming up during the Azalea Trails. Right. Tell us a little bit. You haven't been involved with Historic Tyler that long, but you pretty much hit the ground running, I understand.
Yes. I have always wanted to be involved with Historic Tyler. I grew up on the Pollard Farm Survey.
And that's something we're going to be talking about a little bit later on. Big project for Historic Tyler.
It's a big project for Historic Tyler. Always loved the Azalea District, the houses, and just walking around Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these wonderful houses that some people just don't care about anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you cared about them?
I really do care about them.
And 6 months ago, you joined Historic Tyler.
And right off the bat, I got thrown into co-chairing the home tours.
Okay. And, of course, along with Georgianne Reed.
With Georgianne Reed.
Not here with us today, but you got a good teammate.
Yes, I have a good teammate.
And I'm sure loving every minute of it.
Yes, yes.
Also have Steve Hydrick, who is our president, and he's a wonderful president, he's really, really a go-goer guy.
Okay. So you have just a lot of team members all working together towards the preservation of history in Tyler. And just to kind of set the scene for folks, there are a number of projects that Historic Tyler has been involved with over the years. And you gave me some notes ahead of time. There are about six of them on here, starting with the 1880 jail right there in downtown Tyler. It's been a law office for several years now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Originally, it was a jail. And then for a long time, it was a a hotel. Uh-huh. They put a facade upon on it, so when it was no longer the hotel, it kind of got in disrepair, and so some people from Historic Tyler got together, and they started working on it, and found out that it was just a facade. They pulled it off. The original facade of the house was, I mean, of the jail was just as it was before it was the
hotel,
from the hotel, which was really cool. There's a law firm there that's great, and he's done a wonderful job with that that parcel, and he's been there, and it's just a great little place that could have gone forever
away.
And so we're really indebted to him to keep mm-hmm. that up.
All righty. Just kind of quick thumbnails on each of these. We'll go down the list. Oakwood Cemetery, that's on the west side, actually in North Tyler, near Palace and Oakwood Streets, mm-hmm. I think right there at the intersection. And what's so special about Oakwood Cemetery? What are the things that are going on there now that really draw people in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, right now they're doing what they call a self-guided tours. There's going to be three of them. And this is Historic Tyler is helping them with the funding. You'll have a little booklet, and you will have a map, and there's some stones that have a little place right there, and you can put the scanning thing on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and you can learn a little bit about some of the people in Tyler. There'll be three different groups that will be featuring. Right now they have the blue and gray right now, and that's already done, so mm-hmm. that's the first one. Now we're going to go into interesting people in Tyler, and mm-hmm. so that'll be another leg on that, and then we'll have the third one that has I don't even remember if we have the last name for it, but so it'll be three different ones, and it'll be great. And also during the tour Saturday, go over to Oakwood Cemetery. They have a the spirits of Oakwood, and you have some really good, nice people in period color cut and clothes, and you know, take you around and tell you some stories about some of these people.
Okay.
It is a beautiful cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the Spirits of Oakwood, which happens during Azalea Trails.
Right.
It's the first Saturday of Azalea Trails. I think it's March 30th, if I'm not mistaken.
That would be March 30th.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Or the original East Entry of the Rose Garden. What was your involvement with that project?
There's a garden club in the Windsor Garden Club in Tyler. They wanted to fix it up. It had some graffiti on it, some bricks that were falling out, and it was really kind of getting in disrepair. And so we helped them with the bricks, and then the garden club came in and put in the roses around it and did a really beautiful facade for people when they come in.
Okay. We're talking to Ginger Haberly and Tracy Jackson with Historic Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And the Mayfair Building, that's next on the list, right around the corner from the Rose Garden, actually, and part of the whole complex, Harvey Convention Center, East Texas mm-hmm. State. Actually, it's on the East Texas State Fair mm-hmm. grounds. And the Mayfair Building had really fallen into disrepair. Over the last couple of years, we've been learning a lot about what's been going on mm-hmm. with the Mayfair Building. I think it had its first big concert event in a number of years, just not too long ago. And Historic mm-hmm. Tyler, what exactly was your involvement with getting that up and going?
Well, they came to us, of course, and so, and we had already had our eye on the Mayfair. There's a lot that has to be done. Fortunately, the biggest part was the air conditioning, and that's what we're working on right now. And so, that's a great little. It's not just about Tyler. That's a kind of about music and all the way across from the South. How many people that you know came from from Shreveport that came down and they would do their concerts, and then they would come to Tyler and so forth. And there's just just wonderful people that came to sing or were comedy acts, or they did they had boxing mm-hmm. and so there's so many people in Tyler that remember their fun times and Mayfair. You can look in our Facebook, and there's a little little thing where people talk about what they remembered from the Mayfair.
Just one name, Elvis Presley, one of many that are quite well known who played
Dolly,
there.
Dolly.
Dolly Parton, yeah.
So, yeah, she's my favorite. But anyway, it's just there's a bunch of guys that just really are, they've got the time, they want, they have the energy, so now we need to get the money to get it going, but we are going to get that Mayfair back to its original glory.
Okay, flooring repair at the train depot. This is the old downtown train depot on Oakwood Street.
Yeah.
You worked on that one, and also on the Roberts School, Roberts Junior High, back going back many, many years. Now, New Days Community Church, you were involved in cleaning the bricks and the original lights and creating a space for a church to move in there, and also preserve a part of Tyler's history that's important to so very, very many people. And kind of lumping all these projects together, you might be involved in any number of different ways, I understand. You might be writing grants for them. You might be physically involved in some of the cleaning of the bricks at the old Roberts School. Just basically, from what I'm getting, anything you can do to help these agencies that you partner with to help preserve their history, you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work.
And we want to, you know, when you do things like cleaning bricks and putting up these lights this way, you have to have people that have, that are, I don't know, that's their expertise. So you can't just, so we really have to look around and see who are the best people to do this for it. And this is, except for the 1880, this is the ones we talked about, or just since I've been the director, and that's only been about 6 years. So there's a multiple just list of all of the things that Historic has done to help with preservation projects.
This is just kind of a very tip of the iceberg type list that we have here. Haven't given out any contact information yet. Let's do that right now. Historic Tyler's office is on 110 East Charnwood Street in, as luck would have it, the Charnwood Historic District, very close to downtown Tyler. 903-595-1960 is the phone number, and historictyler.org. There aren't too many websites that are easier to remember than that. You can get a lot of information there. And that is basically a thumbnail rundown of how you can get in touch with Historic Tyler. If you want to join, if you want to learn more about what Historic Tyler is doing, what's on the menu for Azalea Trails or any other time of the year that you happen to be active. Let's talk about Azalea Trails right now. And Tracy, I think this is kind of where you step up to the plate. Historic Tyler on Tour 2019. This is the big fundraiser every year for Historic Tyler, and it goes on, I guess, the first weekend of Azalea Trails. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do we need to know about Historic Tyler on Tour? Just go ahead and give us the whole rundown.
This year we have five different houses on tour, and they range from houses from the late 1800s through the 1950s. We've got two on the Pollard Farm survey and three in the Azalea District. Five different, completely different houses. And maybe you're not really interested in a complete historic house, but a lot of people come to see a couple of these houses, young couples or young people live in, and what they've done and to take a 1930 house and not change it so much, just not really, it's still got its very much its 1930s appeal.
Yeah, historical integrity, I think is what we're talking about here. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
But just, they're great houses.
This is the 38th Historic Tyler on Tour that you've done. The historic homes, by the way, need to be 50 years or older.
Right.
And that's the main qualifier right there. Once a home has reached age 50, you can start looking at it as a possible historic home. And, again, preserving that historical integrity, you've showcased mid-modern to Victorian homes. The five tour homes were built between, is this right, between 1880 and 1969?
Yes.
That's a very, very
that's
a large time frame. But they're all historic homes. Let's go down the schedule. What are some of the things that are happening during the Historic Tyler on Tour event, and just the times and places and how to get tickets and how much tickets are and all that stuff?
Friday night, the March 29th, is the candlelight party. It's at a house, very, it, 2030 South Chilton.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 7:30 to 10:30. One of Tyler's prominent citizens built the house.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets for that event are $100 for members and $125 for non-members.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tours are Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the tickets through Historic Tyler. And the tickets are $15 and $25 for non-members.
Oh, and there's okay. some other places that you can get tickets.
Yes.
You can come. You can do them for our from our website. Potpourri House sales will starting on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Sweet Gourmet also on Monday, and the Tyler Chamber.
Okay, good selection of places to get tickets for Historic Tyler on tour.
You can, in our office too.
Yeah, right. And of course, again, 903-595-1960 or historictyler.org, and your office is located at 110 East Charnwood Street. I know you're not there all the time because you're here now.
Right.
So best thing to do is probably to call first, see if anybody's
Definitely.
Available.
And you can also buy the tickets at the door if
okay.
you want to.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens during the Candlelight Tour and Garden Party? Is it I understand it's just that one home, and basically you'll be taken on a guided tour of the home, and there will
yes.
be refreshments and a chance to socialize.
Great food.
Yeah.
Really a nice night to get to know people
mm-hmm.
That are members that you don't really see except couple of times a year.
Uh-huh. And on the five tour homes, are there people that are actually there ready to be tour guides?
Yes.
And you can pretty much go anytime you want. Once you have that $15 or $25 ticket for the tour itself, March 30th and 31st, you're pretty much on your own. You can stretch it over 2 days or do it all in one day.
We have docents for each of the houses, and they will have a little snippet about each room in the house that is being toured.
Mm-hmm.
And just come on out.
Come on out.
Come
okay.
on out.
Okay. Historic@suddenlinkmail.com, by the way, is the email address. We didn't give that out earlier. That's another way you can get in touch with Ginger and her crew and anybody else that you might want to talk to about Historic Tyler. Ginger Haberly, Executive Director of Historic Tyler, and Tracy Jackson, one of the co-chairs of the big Historic Tyler event, Historic Tyler on Tour, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and it's important to remember that the Historic Tyler on Tour event is how you can fund historic projects. It is our largest fundraiser. All the more reason to come on out and be a part of it all. Historic preservation is something that I know has deep roots in Tyler. There are just a lot of people interested in it. It's about, we've talked about preserving the historical integrity of Tyler, the historical integrity of the individual homes and other buildings in Tyler. And for a lot of people, this really promotes quality of life. It makes it a more pleasant place for a lot of people who live here or who are just moving into the community. And doesn't it promote tourism as well? People coming from out of town to visit and be a part of Azalea Trails, Historic Tyler on Tour, or, you know, just really maybe on a free weekend, come and visit some of the homes.
Yes. Yeah. And even if it's not in the Azalea Trail, there's beautiful, you know, sidewalks that you can walk around and just look around. It's a really beautiful, all of the, diverse houses that you see that it's just, it is amazing, basically. Mm-hmm. Especially the Azalea area, there's probably, 900 plus houses over there. So you can see a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've been working on as far as different historic districts. The Azalea District is the name that's the most familiar to
right.
people, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
as far as the districts that you have worked hard to preserve. I don't know if everybody's aware that the Azalea District is an officially declared historic district.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think, the Azalea District, that's over
mm-hmm.
there, you know, between the Loop and downtown Tyler, just a little bit off Broadway, but you see the signs, and it's an officially declared historic district, along with the Charnwood and Brick Street districts. There are several other districts around the community, the Donnybrook Duplex District, the East Ferguson District, the Overlay, and the Shortline,
mm-hmm.
and these are all projects that Historic Tyler has taken on over the years to really make Tyler, to promote historic preservation all around the community. The one that you're working on right now, and it's really a long-term project. I think you knew all along that it would be. We were talking about it the last time you were here. This is the Pollard Farm District. Let's get a little information out there now about people who may not be familiar with this, what the Pollard Farm District, how it all got started. Obviously, it used to be a farm, and it covers a very large portion of southeastern Tyler.
It's bound by Broadway, Troop, and the Loop. It's a very large area, and there is multiple, just like in the Azalea area, very, very different types of houses. Like I said, we go from, you know, mid-modern to very to houses that are probably post-war, but there are some that are, when you're on the Donnybrook part of it over there, that there's those are houses that were from 1920s. So it's just a melange of lots of things going on there. So that's why it's taking so long to get the historic designation. We had a party last night for historic, so I'm tired a little bit.
That's quite all right. Good excuse there, and no need to make any excuses.
But that area is a very important a place because it shows the growth of Tyler in the South.
And it was a farm many years ago, owned by the Pollard family that was eventually sold off and turned into a residential area. What is going on right now with the Pollard Farm Historic District project? Where are you with that at this point?
We turned in a nomination that goes to the Texas Historical Commission, and as for everybody else, they look at it. They send us back things that they might want to see changed differently. They might want to pull some things out. So they give us some directions, and then you have to go through the nomination again, and then we'll send it to another time. They only look over nominations to them. They only do it 4 times a year, so you've got to get it in and right then, and then we'll get it back. We should be getting one putting one in again, and so it's just going to take a while because of, like I said, the scope of that area. It's such a big area.
And you're doing it piecemeal. You're doing it one part of just one piece at a time, one section and then another section and then another section.
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly.
We want to put them in different places because there's some are the very older ones, and then all the way till you get to the perimeter are the newer ones, and so that's really what we're going with right now. So, but we sent it in, and we're gonna work on it some more.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Texas Commission Historical has been very helpful, and they're just a really great people. But there's just a small few people that review those, so it takes a while.
Okay, so do you have a time frame on it when you'd like to see it all up and going, or is it just
yesterday?
Yesterday. Let's just say within the next few years, what would you like to see? Are there going to be signs attached to the street signs that say this is the Pollard Farm Historic District? And it'll be a way of, again, preserving the history of these homes. And Tracy, I think before we went to air, maybe during the early part of the show, we were talking about how people hear about South Tyler, and South Tyler is a great place
but if
you want to see homes that have a lot of individual character really just kind of have taken on a life of their own, and the kind of homes that maybe aren't getting built anymore as much as they used to, you can come to one of these historic districts, anywhere from the Azalea to the Charnwood District or Pollard Farm eventually, and just see these homes preserved pretty much the way they were when they were first built. That's pretty much the idea, right?
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Let's talk about your annual meeting, and it's a few months down the road. I think you have it every September.
Right.
But not too early. Do you have a date for the next annual meeting yet? You're not sure? It doesn't matter.
We have booked at Willowbrook, so again this year, so, and we're ready to go for that. It'll probably, I can't remember, I think it's... Yeah,
it's around though. The last
middle of September.
Yeah, the 2018 meeting was in mid September, and that one was held at the People's Petroleum Building, which is a very well-known historic mm-hmm. landmark now. A number of people have gotten together and just brought that building back to life right there on the downtown square. So that's where you had it last year. And typically you'll have libations and hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. I know the price last year was $75 for members, $100 mm-hmm. for non-members. It seems that's a pretty standard issue yeah. price range for you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the guy who won the Historic Preservation Award last mm-hmm. year. That was one of the highlights of the yeah. Annual meeting. Mark Thacker?
Mark Thacker. He's a wonderful... great architect. He's the one that's working with the Mayfair, with the guys that are trying to, that have gotten their mm-hmm. nonprofits. So he's been helping them so much. But beyond that, Mark does a lot with the train depot. He's an architect, and just for right now, he's also. It's out of Tyler, but he's bringing in an old house, a farmhouse, and redoing it. And so he's just he has a really keen eye for historic homes and buildings and what how to just to.
Yeah.
To do it the right way,
I guess. To do it the right way. And Freestone County, I believe. It's mm-hmm. on your
yeah,
website.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He has been restoring a 1900s-era farmhouse to be a historical museum in Freestone
right.
County. So he's known in Tyler and well beyond Tyler, and he's the person who won the award last year. And mm-hmm. this coming year, you're going to be giving out another award,
yeah.
something you do every year, right?
We will.
And it's just a way. The annual meeting is just, it's an annual meeting. I'm sure it's a business meeting, but it's just a way for people to have fun and right. celebrate and really just kind of cement the work right. that you do in Tyler on behalf of historic preservation. One of the things that I noticed on your website, and really the another way of putting the reason that historic Tyler is in existence, there are things that have disappeared over the years. We mm-hmm. talked about the old courthouse, the original Tyler Fire Station. A lot of these historical locations are gone. They have just been bulldozed. They're not there anymore. Historic Tyler is all about keeping that type of activity to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pretty much sums up what we've been talking about over the last 27 minutes and 20 seconds, meaning we're getting down close to the end of the show. And I think maybe now is as good a time to talk about membership. Qualification for membership is basically if you're interested in what Historic Tyler does, you are welcome to be a member. And you can be, explain this to me, you can be as active as you want or just maybe offer financial support. There's a range of things you can do.
We have people that don't even live in Tyler that are members, people that grew up here or maybe they came through and they liked it. And so what we're looking for is that numbers. That numbers shows that people want historic properties to be
preserved.
And
mm-hmm.
so and we actually do have a lot of very active members
mm-hmm.
for sure. But like I said, it's from $40 to $1,000. If whatever you want to do, we would love to have you in our list to show people how many people are interested in preservation
and
in
care
Tyler.
About Tyler.
Yeah,
you
care about Tyler. Yeah, you have over 400 members right now,
mm-hmm.
and that's just where you are at the moment. Certainly,
yeah.
if you have 401 or 450 or 500 or more, it wouldn't hurt your feelings a bit, would it?
We would love that.
Yeah. And to get more information about Historic Tyler and what it does, you can contact 903-595-1960, go to historictyler.org, or email historic@suddenlinkmail.com. The office is located at 110 East Charnwood Street. That's in the Charnwood Historic District, just off Broadway, just south of downtown Tyler. Getting down close to the end of the show, and as good a time as any to remind everybody about Historic Tyler on Tour, your big fun event and fundraiser every year happening during Azalea Trails, coming up the first weekend of Azalea Trails, the last weekend in March, 38th Historic Tyler on Tour. And you can get more information about that also from going to the website historictyler.org or making that phone call 595-1960 or visiting 110 East Charnwood Street. If you do that, of course, call first because Ginger may be out and about someplace. We're out of time, but thanks so much. Ginger Haberly and Tracy Jackson with Historic Tyler, our guests this morning on In Focus. Thanks for coming and visiting with us.
Well, thank you
for having us. Appreciate it.
You bet. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us on In Focus. And as always, we will see you again next week on In Focus.